פרק המייצי יין, דף עין בו במדבית. המייצי יין. This is again a continuation of the Mishnah which had started on that Ein Hei Amid Beis, that Kol HaKosha LaTzniya MaTzniyin Kamoyu VeYitziya B'Shabbos Hayiv Hatas. Something that is worthwhile to put away, and it is a shir that people put away, so one is Hayiv HaHatas on the Hoytzo. HaMoytzi Yayin. If a person is Moytzi Yayin, which is Adova HaKosha LaTzniya, so this shir is Kidei Mezigas HaKois. Rashi says, Hamoitzi Yayin Chai. Speaking about wine which is undiluted. So the shir is Kidei Mezigas HaKois. Kishir Shenoisnin Yayin Chai L'Soich Kois. The amount that one puts in undiluted wine in a Kois. L'Hoisiv Olav Mayim Kihulchose V'Limzeg Oisei Behem. In order to add water and to be Moizig the Yayin. Bigmor meforish be'eze kois misharoi. How much wine is being put in into what size of a kois that there is a sheer mezige afterwards? Because the kois is relative. Cholov kidei gemia. The sheer of cholov is the amount of one gulp of cholov. Dvash kidei litain al hakosis. The amount of dvash is the amount that is sufficient to put on a kosis. What is a kosis? So Rashi says, kosis shebigabe hasusim vahagmalim. These are sores that are on the backs of susim and gmalim. Machmas hamasois, the masois that they carry that creates sores on their backs. Vachi ama bahamafkid babob metziye, dvash vehidvish lemai chozi. Dvash that gets spoiled, so what can one do with it? Lixusa de gmali. That's how Rashi learns pshat in kosis. Avo rabbeisai pirshu, kosis make shal gav hayad va shal gav horegel. The rabbeisam shal Rashi learn it is a make shal odom. And as the Ritva explains, they disagreed with Rashi because fakert. Dvash vehidvish. Dvash that became spoiled, that one uses Lixusa the Gmali, which is a large sore, and it needs a larger amount of dvash in order to soothe it. Mashain Ken, we are speaking about a smaller amount of dvash, which is used for a make al gavayat al gav haregel. So therefore they are chaylik on Rashi. Shemen kedei losoich eiver cotton. Mayim kidei loshef bahem es hakiloy. Mayim, so we are speaking about loshef l'shavshef l'himoches bahem, to dissolve in this mayim kiloy shenoisnim al ayin. It's a plaster of a sort that is put on the ayin l'refuah. So you have to dissolve the refuah in mayim. So if there's enough mayim that you can dissolve the kiloy in, so mamela, that is achshivas. Ushaol kol amashkin, all other mashkin, berevias. So Rashi berevias, beye umachze revias halu. Rabbi Shimon oimer kulam berevias. Rabbi Shimon disagrees with these smaller shiurim, and he says, all mashkin need a revias. V'loi nemru kol ashiurim halolu, elo lematzniyehim. Leinemru she kukulam berevias af hayayin vahacholov vahadvash. These also need a revias. Leinemru she yurim shebe mishne elo lematzniyehem levad. Perhaps that's what Rashi is meshamet shemen on the previous Rashi. It seems kulam berevias, revias lachayre is the sheer shtiyah. And Rab Shimon holds that all of them need this sheer shtiyah. Maybe he held the shimush of dvash for makis, that is not a shimush chashuve. So memela you need a revias. Shemen could be his meide, kidei losoich, unless Rashi is lav davke. Rashi says mefaret av hayayim vacholov advash, Rashi mafu bisdik vegen shemen. If Rashi is lav davke, so then I'm not saying anything. If Rashi is davke, and Rashi bekabone is meshamet shemen, It could be because, could be Rav Shimon held that these three mashkois, cholov dvash and yayin, oimed lishtiyah, and the shir shtiyah is revius. Shemen, we hear the Gemara says in Brachis and Kaita Mevochim that the person is shoyse, shemen, it's mazik, shemen azuki mazik. So could be he held there the ikir shimush is siche. So therefore could be there he's made it to the shir of shemen kadei losach evakot. V'lein emru shiurim shebe mishne ela lematzniyeyem levad. V'chozar ha-matzniyoi v'yitziyoi chayiv. So here Rashi learns Pshat and Rav Shimon, that Rav Shimon holds that the only case that these shiurim apply, these smaller shiurim, less than a revius apply, this is only if a person was matzniya, this small shiur. Avol shal kol odom sh'yitziyoi einei chayiv. But a person who was not matzniya this year, and he was mitzvah this small shir, he is not chayiv. So according to Rav Shimon, we need tarti l'tivuse in order to be chayiv. You need that it should have a minimum shir, and also someone was matzniya. Or else, you need the shir of a revius. Osvir leila Rav Shimon, the matzniya atzmoi boi shiure zutet. A matzniya also needs a small shir. Ubotzer miha shiure loy mechayev. Kedemrinen bepirkin de la'el. The lesson of Rav Shimon kol shein kosher latzniya ve'im matzniya in kamayu sheyeschayev olov matzniya. He says the tane of the, in the previous perek held that if someone is matzniya any shir whatsoever, it also is a chshivis al koponim for the matzniya. And Rav Shimon holds no, that you need a matzniya has to also be matzniya, a shir with a certain cheshivit. And without atzno, then the shir is a revius. Taisus. Hamoitzi yayin cholov kidei gemiya. Hiksha Rabbeinu Afray. Desanya bishili hamatzniya. We learned in Seif Perik HaMatzniya, HaChilei V'HaMechabeitz V'HaMegabei, Kigregris. HaNegei Elonu, the Kash is from Chilei. It says that if a person milks a cow, so the amount of milk that one has to be Chilei, V'Yishchayv Al Tzmefarek, Tel De Dedosh, the amount of milk is a Gregris, which is Be'erich a third of an egg. V'Ein Chiluk. So we see that by chalive, the shir is greigris. That's the amount of cholov that is necessary in order to become mechuyev. Now, Tosfos asks, ve'ein chiluk bein moitzi l'chalev. And the shir, there is no difference between the shir of hoitzah or the shir of chalive. How do you know this? Do lekamo bepirken amrinon, v'ama'abed oir, the shear of oir, the shear of leather, that one has to be ma'abed in order to be mechayev, is shiurai kemaitzi oir. This is the same shear like the shear of taking out an oir. So we see that the other malachis have the same shear like the shear of eitzah. So now here we have a problem. Here we see the shear chalive is bekegroigris, and the shir haitzah is kedai gemiya. V'tiretri, so the re answered as follows: the stam cholov legmiya, the nafish migregers. Stam cholov, cholov, which stam cholov means that it is the purpose is to drink, not to make cheese out of it. Stam cholov legmiye, stam cholov is oimed legmiye, and with the nafish migregris, that is larger than a gregris. So here we're speaking about hamaitzi cholov, stam cholov, which is oimed legmiye, so the shir is kedei gmiye. V'hosam mairi, the gemara in hamatzniye that says, hacholev is chayev v'kegregris. So there it's speaking about b'chaylev ligvine. They're speaking about his chaylev to make cheese out of it. The achshuvei achshuvei. He says, we heard before in the last mission in Klal Gadol that the shiurim of oichlim is by gregres. So if a person is chaylev in order to make an oichel out of it, he wants to make cheese out of it, so memele, this challah has a chshivis of an oichel, since he wants to make an oichel out of it, and memele, this challah gets the shir of an oichel. So memele, so this yene mishnah is telling us a gewaldike chiddush. Our mishnah is posh. Stam challah is oimed legbiya. So the shir is kedai gmiya. Yene mishnah is telling us, speaking about a certain case, not every chaylev is chayev b'chdei gemiyah, which is more than a gregres. But it's, that mission is telling us, if a person is chaylev, lasais gvine me'aisei chalof, he wants to make gvine from the chalof, he wants that this milk should be transformed into an oichel, so this milk ba'asher husham is already a chshivis of an oichel, and lemaise, so yechayiv on a shir gregres. That is the chiddush of the ri. Darshuvei achshuvei. And we have to understand there's a meira de kechiddush here, which the Bar Shoa speaks out, because between you and me, when this cholov is going to become cheese, you will not have a gregres of cheese. You're going to have at the best a half a gregres of cheese. So lechayre, so it's a muyim de kechiddush. It's a muyim de kechidish, even though now, v'asher u'sham, it is not an oichel. And so if it's not an oichel, so the shir of cholov is b'chdei gemiyah. And when it's going to become an oichel, you won't have your gregres. Afal pikein, the he said a muyim de kechidish, that since he wants that this cholov should become cheese, so the cholov v'asher u'sham has now a din oichel, and the shir of oichel is b'kegroikos, which is a muyim dikechidish. About kaponim, that is how the he learned. Now Tosfos is going to prove that so that kedei gemiye is more than a groikos. V'chein muchach the kedei gemiye nafish migroikos, that kedei gemiye is more than a groikos. Why? The bepeirik basre diyume. Gabi shoyse b'yoyim ha-kippurim ike de mechayev b'revit. There's someone that says that the shir shtiye b'yoyim ha-kippurim is a revit. V'ike l'man d'yomar, there's another man d'yomar, b'chdei gemiyah. Now b'chdei gemiyah, is that sure that's less than a revit? Now we see from our Mishnah that k'dei gemiyah is less than a revit, because the Tanakhama says the shir of cholov is kedei gemiyah. Rab Shimon says kulam berevius. He disagrees with him. He says you need a revius. So kedei gemiyah is less than a revius. That's for sure. But Val Taisus didn't prove anything yet. Ube'erev in mashme. Now Taisus wants to. Taisus is clearing which is bigger, kedei gemiyah or a gregres. So Taisus says like this. Ube'erev in mashme. The teisha suudais. Yesh bekaf. There are 9 sudas in the kaf. Ubeperek chaloim mashme, sheyesh yud ches groigres vishtei sudas. And perek chaloim, it says there are 18 groigres in 2 sudas. Now, what do we know so far? So far we know that there are 9 groigres in 1 suda, and that there are 81 gregres in a kaf, because there are 9 sudas in a kaf, and there are 9 gregres in a suda. So we know now that there are 81 gregres in a kaf. Now, there's one more yidi which Tosfos did not bother to mention, which the Marsha mentions, which this will understand the Tosfos. There are 16 revias in a kaf. There are 16 revias in a kaf, in 81 gregres in a kaf. Now, let's just now understand the Mishnah in Yuma. There's a machlokes in Yuma what the Shir Shti is, a Yom Kippurim. One Tana says a Shti, which equals a 16th of a Kav. Another man, the Yomar, says, Kedei Gemiyah. Another man, the Yomar, says, Kedei Gemiyah. Now, we know a Groigris is 181st of a Kav. Now, so Taisa says like this. So if you will say, V'i Kedei Gemiyah, Poches Mike Groigris, if Kedei Gemiyah is less than a Groigris, so, for example, a Groigris is 181st of a Kav, so we'll say Kedei Gemiyah is 100th of a Kav. In Cain, Havi Yoser Midai Chalukim Zemize. So Taisvah says, Soi Bezoi, the Chiluk between them and the Omrim is Meiridik. He says, the Shir of Yisuvei Daite is 1/16 of a Kav. And he says, it's 100th of a Kav. So it's Mamish, it's too extreme. And the criteria is Yisuvei Daita. That's the criteria of Yom Kippurim. So how could there be such a machloikis that they're going mamish at two extremes? He says 1/16 and he says 100. That's if we will assume that Kedei Gemiyah is less than a Groigris. So then it'll come out, it'll be it's too much of an extreme. But if we will say Kedei Gemiyah is more than a Groigris, so Memela, then we could say, so he says it's 1/16 of a Kav, and he says it's 1/40 of a Kav, 1/50 of a Kav. No! So Memela, so Al Koponim, the Meret Merzim Zach. So because of this Cheshbin, Taisvus proved that, like this would be the, if Kedei Gemiyah is less than a Groigris, so it would come out that mamish the machlokes is mina kotze la kotze. He says a revius, and he says a groigris. So that's mamish. It's a very far machlokes. Can have a yosem midai chalukim zemizeh. Is a raya that kedei gmiyah is more than a groigris. And mamele the machlokes is not so rochik zemizeh. This is how Taisvus proved it. Just for one second, I'd like to mention the Marsha. The Marsha asks a very pertinent question. What is Taisvah saying? Taisvah is saying if Kedei Gemiyah is smaller than a Groigris, so it comes out it's a very far apart machloikis. He says a 16th of a Kav, and he says a 100th of a Kav, a very far machloikis. Frek the Eilikim Marsha, so why do you have to go to Yuma? Say, bring a guy from our Mishnah. We have our machloikis, Rab Shimon and the Tanakame, what is the shear of Cholov? The Tanakame says Kedei Gemiyah, and Rab Shimon says a Revius. No, a Revius, so the same thing. If, we know a Revius is 1/16 of a Kav. Kedei Gemiyah, if it's 100th of a Kav, so it's a very far machloikis. It can't be such a machloikis. So Koch Zaraya, Kedei Gemiyah is more than a Groigris. The same shtick teire that Taisvah said in our Mishnah in Yuma, you can say the same shtick teire in our Mishnah. Why does Taisvah have to go with the keys from a Mishnah in Yuma? Zuck the Marsha Meiridik. The Marsha says that the Faker Taisvah had to go to Yuma. As we mentioned before, because in Yuma, the shear of shtiyah is the Yesuvei Daita. Amount that a person drinks, the Yesuvei Daita, how much is Mesev Das? So that held, it can't be a machloikis that one person holds a 16th of a kav is miyasev daite, and the other one holds a 100th of a kav is miyasev daite. In Yesuvei Daita, there should be such a machloikis, that doesn't make sense. But over here, in our Mishnah, we have a different machloikis. There's a chshivis of kedei gmiya, of a gulp of milk. There's a chshivis of drinking milk. There's gmiya and there's shtiyah. So now the shaila is the, and that's no machloikis. Gulping is 100th of a kav. Drinking is 16th of a kav. That's, now the shaila is,
does gulping have a chshivis lagabi haitzah? The machlokes, the tanikame, that means the tanikame house gulping has a chshivis. That the milk that is used for gulping down has a chshivis. So mameila, 1/100th of a kav is chashiv. Rab Shimon holds you need milk that is drunk, not that is gulped down. So you need 1/16th of a kav. There's no kashiv, even though there's a big helchik between kedei gemir. It's a different machlokes over here. It's a machloikis if gulping is a shimush chashuve, but one does with milk, in memele, that'll be marshiv this year. So it's no kashe that there's a big helchik in the two shiurim. But if you have a guideline of yesuve daito, and in yesuve daito there should be such a big helchik, that Tosfos did not want to be said. So let us just remember one thing, because it'll be a little tumultuous when we go right further. So Tosfos ended up as follows. Kedei gemiye is larger than a gregris. Sam cholov, the shear is kedei gemiye. Because cholov is oimed to drink. And that what it says, hacholov, is speaking about a special instance that this chaylev wanted to make cheese out of it. When he wants to make cheese, so we're machshiv his intent, ke'ilu this milk is already cheese, so when it has the shear of an oichel, yechayev already. So therefore, there yechayev b'kegreikas. Umiyu, the Tosfos says, maybe I'm not learning the correct pshat in the Gemara in Hamatznia. Umiyu. Iki groigres da Hamatznia airi biyovesh. Maybe the kigroigres of Hamatznia means not that the milk acholev legvine means that the milk is the size of a groigres. And we're saying a whole shtik teire that the milk has a chshivis of an oichel, which an oichel, and so as long as it's like a greigre shechai. Maybe we'll say a different pshat in the Mishnah. We will say pshat in the Mishnah that greigres means the amount of milk that is necessary in order to create a greigres of cheese. Greigres does not mean a greigres of milk. Greigris means achaylev. You are chayev, if we will assume that achaylev is speaking about he wants to make cheese out of it. But achaylev, you are chayev, if you were chaylev enough milk to make a greigris of cheese. So let's say for practical purposes, that's a revius of milk. Let's say that is a revius of milk. So if we will say that, miu ike greigris tamatznia airi biyovesh, it means that you have to have enough milk, that from this amount of milk there will be created a greigris of yosike cheese. Efshel, so then we have a different mahalach in gas. So efshel, then we could say like this, shebetchil haya yosamich dei gemiya. That in the he's chaylev more than kedei gemiya. Taker, you have to be chaylev a revius in order to have cheese of a greigres. But if that is pshat, then that mezugn teire olafiz that tzorich laforish. So it comes out. So let us now reconstruct the Mishnah. Ha chaylev, if a person is chaylev, you have to be chaylev a revius. Because a revius balach will end up making a greigris biyovish. That's what this, so now we have a different kasha. So there the Mishnah says you need a revius, and our Mishnah says you need kedei gemiya. So now our Mishnah is saying a smaller shear than that Mishnah. Well, if he's at tzorich laforish, but if that is pshat in the Mishnah, then the mazogan ananda revzach. We will say as follows, the stam cholov havi legvine. Stam cholov is for cheese. So stam cholov is for cheese. So you have to have cholov that will make a groigris of cheese. So you have to have a revius of cholov. So that's why that's pshat yena mishnah. Ha cholov in stam chaliv is letzeir gvina. You need a revius belach that ends up with a groigris biyovich. הוד מחייב הוכה בכדי גמיה, אי בזוי יש דך שוור עם משנה, כדי גמיה יקמק צ'יז ערב, יקמק הגרויגרס על צ'יז ערב כדי גמיה, היינו במפורש בהגיה לשתי. So, פונפקר, that mishne is speaking about stuff. In our mishne is speaking about b'meforesh b'hedilish. He made up his mind, he's going to drink it. If he's going to drink it, so then can they give me a sufficient. But that's what you have to say. But if you're going to say the other way around, avol istam cholov avalechol v'lishtes v'loy l'gvine. If you'll tell me stam cholov is not for gvine. So Mamela, so we'll say, our Mishnah is speaking about Stam, our Mishnah is Gevaldik, Stam Cholov, not in a Kimta, Stam Cholov is Lachila L'shtiya, and therefore the Shiras Kedei Gemiya. And what will be shot in the Mishnah, Namatzniya, he was Meforish, he wants Gvina, therefore you need a Revias, Belach, that ends up with a Gregris B'yavish. So Taisa says, no, that Mishnah is not good. Afilo ho yom eforish behedil gvina. Afilo, you'll say that that Mishnah is speaking about. He said, Elashem Yichud, he's milking the cow for cheese. But the din would be, O Yechayiv, Achdei Gmiya de Zutra, Yudu Mechayiv, as soon as he's Chayiv, Kedei Gmiya. Why? Ho yul ustomoy lekach. Since Dam Cholov is not for cheese, so the minute he's chaylev kedei gemiyah, he was chaylev ashir. So memeila, so that is ashir chalivah. So it's a geit mil nishton that he wants to use this milk for gvine. But since this milk be'etzem is a cheshivis for shtiyah, so he's chayev on chalivah. Where do we see such a svara that you don't look at his intent? You look at be'etzem and has ashir choshuv. Kedemrin and la'el, we learned on daf ayin vav amud aleph. Hamoitzi tevet, a person took out tevet. Kimeloi pi poro. And the shir tevet is kimeloi pi poro. That is the shir. Legomol, he took out this tevet for a gomol. So for a gomol, this does not have a chshivis, because a gomol has a larger mouth than a poro. Chayev. So the Gemara says, he's chayev, the chazi le poro. Because it's chazi le poro. So you see, that even though his intent of the haitzah is for something, that this shir is not choshev enough, but since be'etzem this is a choshev shir, so we don't look at his intent, and he's chayev an haitzah. So the same thing, if you'll tell me that the shir of cholov, stam cholov is oimed l'shtiyah, and the shir of shtiyah is kedei gemiyah, so Memele, so we'll be stuck with the Mishnah in Amatznia that says that you need a revius of milk that will eventually become a greigris. So that's why Taisva says, if you'll say this pshat, then you have to say, azayisoy, that stam chlive is l'shem gvine, and Memele, so therefore stam azay the shir is a revius, which can eventually become a greigris. And our mission is speaking about that a person was miyachedet for shtir. Period. So that's, and these are the two mahalchim in Taisvis, which Taisvis was not aware of. Bisman ha-mishnah what stam chalive is. About kaponim, it's totally in these two terutzim, if stam chalive is l'shtir, stam chalive is l'gvi. V'yesh mefoshim, there are other mefoshim that Bechlal don't want to bring cheese into the question. The Sai, our Mishnah, inside the Mishnah Namatzni is speaking about Acholav L'cholav, the Shti is Chol. Aye, then we have a problem. We have a problem, so here it says the Shir is L'chtei Gemiya, and there it says that the Shir is Kegregris. Yesh Mefoshim, as follows. Tichshe Cholav Kvar Be'en, if you have Cholav already, Mechayiv dechdei gemiyah. This is a choshev, a shimush to drink dechdei gemiyah. That's choshev. So if you have milk, you might see milk, you might see ashir choshev of milk. That's Amish. Avol choylei, but if a person is working, he's milking a cow, loy mechayiv elo kegregris. So here Taisvis is assuming that a Gregres is larger than Kedei Gemir. Why? Dein Adam Tayreach Lachloiv Bepochas Mika Gregres. That means if a person darf sich unternehmen, to be chaylev a pore, he won't do it for less than a gregres. So memele, so therefore the shir chalive, even though when you're chaylev, you'll end up with more than the kedai gemiye, but for a person will not nemzech unta to be chaylev if he has less than a gregres. And we see such a svar in the Gemara. The Chiyav Gavna Amrino Lekamo, Dein Odom Teireyach Legabol Tit, Lasois Piku. The Gemara says later as follows.
Maishi! The tape recorder.
Shoifrin, Rashi says,
There's no voice, it's going on and go.
Now what does one some, do with mind?
It is part, it's some role.
So the Gemara later says you can use mind sukhim to make
take another thing. Everything is the same thing. No, that's all right. Check out. 3 weeks.
Now one takes out a revi is the mind sukhim.
What happened then?
The amount of
people the voice
to be large. Mind sukhim, and then later we'll take the other materials, so be much more than a Rabbi. The Gemara says, what is the sheer tit of a tzor? Lasois pikul, which is a very small amount. So l'chayr is doch very, it's very schwer. That means if the sheer tit is lasois pikul, which is a very small amount, so why by the sheer of mayim suchem you need an amount as large as a Rabbi? So the Gemara says, "Then Adam Terech Legabel Tit Lasis Piku." Because if a person emtsachunta to make together tit, to manufacture tit, he won't manufacture tit for a piku. So we see that even though the end product is chashuv legabi haitzo, but legabi the meloche that creates the end product, we need already a different end product in order it should be worthwhile the tilche of the whole meloche involved. So that's what others wanted to say. So then we don't have to speak about gvina and thus go into problems of stam cholov is oimid legvina or the shtiye. Forget about cheese. We're speaking about milk. There's a chilik legabi meleches. There's a chilik legabi meleches chalive and meleches and meleches haitzo. Even though by ibud the tuchesh tikol ha'ore, Gemara doesn't say that way. The Gemara says that the sheer ibud oiris is whatever the sheer eitzah is afiris. But you see by other things, there is a chilek by tit, the male cholov is like tit. Umiyu oimari, the loy domi. The hosom ein hamayim chshuvim, machmash sheroi legabel behen esatit, kamoy atit atzmoy shuhum migubel kvar. The Ri says, over there we're speaking about hamaytzi mayim sruchim. So mayim sruchim, the whole shivas is because you can be megabal tit. So that is not as choshev as a pikur of tit. I said, here you only have one of the raw materials of tit. So this isn't choshev unless with this you can make a lot of tit. So you'll ask a kasha, tit is the lasay pikur. And mayim is a reviz, so it's no kasha. It's two different articles. Tit, kapleted tit, is choshev when it's a piku. Mayim, which is only one of the materials that is in the manufacturing process of tit, but this is not tit. So here you need a different shear. So there you can differentiate. Avol hochak shechaylev lahaytzi min adad v'chdei gmiya yeshli is choshev kamei v'mokim achet. But over here, you're ending up with the same product. We're not speaking about two different things, water and tit. We're speaking about milk. So if milk is choshev kedei gemiye, so milk should also be choshev to be chaylev kedei gemiye. So therefore, Taisvus does not appreciate this term. Kedei gemiye. Peiresh harav rav peiresh. Meloi lugma. That is, meloi lugma of the size to fill up one cheek.
Loimash mekein b'meseches yume b'peirik pasa. So Taisus disagrees with the Rav Peiris. It's not mashma like that in yume. Now, what does it say in Peirik Basra the Yume? In Peirik Basra the Yume, it says as follows. There's a four-way machloikis tanoim, what the shir shti is b'yayim ha-kippurim. One tana says, a revius. One tana says, molei lugmov, two cheeks. One tana says, kim molei lugmov, one cheek. And one tana says, kidei gemiyah. There's a four-way machloikis. So l'chayre, if you look at that gemara, so you see klar k'day gemiyah is not a shir of mole lugmov, is not a shir of kim mole lugmov. It's a four-way machloikis over there, four tanoi. So Mamil Taisa says that the gemara in Yuma, it's not mashma like a Rav Peiris. Mamil Tnoge badert, that's how you ask a kasha Rav Peiris, loy mashma came, it's very, very able. I mean, how could you say like Rav Peiris? It's only amashmois, loimashme kain. It says klar like that. One says moli lugma, one says kim moli lugma, one says kidei gemiyah. So how could you say that this is the shir? Bianca Berman wanted to tell me a pshat. Could be that you could learn pshat in the Mishnah like a Rav Peiris. You could learn pshat, but loimashme kain. How could you learn? Because levin lemaise legabi yom kippur the shir meloy lugma or kim meloy lugma varies. That is the shir for every person bazunda. Meloy lugma lahaloche is measured. Each person has to measure his own meloy lugma. A smaller person has a smaller meloy lugma. A larger person has a larger meloy lugma. So when the Mishnah says over there meloy lugma, it means you measure the meloy lugmov of each person. Each person bazunda. Now, let us go to Rav Peiris. Rav Peiris said that the shear of kedei gemiyah is meloy lugmov. So what does that mean? There's a shear of kedei gemiyah. So mistame Rav Peiris meant that there's good, in meloy lugmov, if it's halsach by Yom Kippur and an extra drop is a shayla of a chi of kolos or not, you have to measure each person the meloy lugmov. But mistame, there's a normal meloy, there's a standard meloy lugmov also. More or less the standard meloy lugmov. So kidei gemiyah is the standard meloy lugmov. Normally meloy, the standard meloy lugmov is azoy and azoy. Aber in Yom Kippur, he can't go with a standard with a b'lay lugmov shalabainini. You have to go each person bazunda. So memele, you could learn pshat over there, that in Yom Kippur, the machloikis is, one tana says you need b'lay lugmov, one says kim b'lay lugmov, which is speaking about, you look at each person bazunda, and one tana says kidei gemiyah, which means, you don't look at each person bazunda. There's a standard meloy lugmov. That is the Sheba Yom HaKippurim. So you could learn that pshat, so it wouldn't be gefela. Abba Taisu says, loy mashmeke. So kaponim, so the kasha is, loy mashmeke. That's what it is. More than that, Taisu couldn't ask. Zog the Gemara. Tane kidei mezigas kois yot. Now, the Mishnah was very unclear. The Mishnah says, Hamaitzi Yayin, when you take out Yayin, speaking about Yayin Chai, so the amount of Yayin is, Kidei Mezigas, Kidei Mezigas Akois, the amount you put in, that after you put it in, you're able to be Moizigit, and you'll have a good drink of wine. So what kind of Akois are we speaking about? So the Baraisa says, Tone Kidei Mezigas Akois Yof. Fregte Gemore, umay kois yofe. I was speaking about a kois yofe, a beautiful kois. My kois yofe. Kois shel broch. Zogt Rashi. Tane betei sefte, hamoitzi yayin kdei meziges kois yofe. Perish le kois temasne. So we're speaking about a beautiful kois. What does kois yofe mean? What is this a beautiful kois? Kois shel broch. Bilchas hamoze. Now, why is this called a beautiful kois? She tzrichu chachomim liyafoisoi. Because Chazal said this should be a beautiful kois. Kedamrinem bebroches. Itul ve'itul v'adoche u'shtifo chayu mole. There are halachas that were said in order to beautify this kois. So memele, so this has to have the shear
of a kais yafeh for bilchas hamazon. Exactly what is the shir of this kais, we still do not know. But al kaponim, we now have pinpointed pshat in the Mishnah that the shir of yayin is k'dei mezigas hakais yafeh. Now we just have to learn hilchas bilchas hamazon to find out what the shir of that is. So Omar Rav Nachman Omar Rabba Baravur. Kaish al broche. Now he's telling us halachas of kaish al broche. Tzarech sheyehei boy roiva revius. It has to have a quarter of a revius of yayin chai. Kedei sheyim zigenu v'yamid al revius. And after the mezige is a ratio of 3 to 1, 3 parts water to 1 part yayin chai. You'll end up, I'll have a revius. So Rav Nachman and Rabba Baravu was megala to us. He says the shear, he was megala to us, the shear of the kaisha brocha, which is a revius. And he also told us the shear meziga of a kaisha brocha. So memela, now we know b'shat in the Mishnah, that hamoitzi yayin. What is the shear of yayin chai? The shear of yayin chai is a quarter of a revius haluk. That's now we know pshat in the Mishnah. Betziruf the Beraise and Ayashikoyech to Rav Nachman and Rabba Barabua, which filled us in some information about Hilchus Kaishal Broch. Zogt Rashi. Omar Rav Nachman Gassina, Beloi Gassina de Omar, Shiyer Kaishal Broch etzor Shiyei bo Yayim Chai, Roiva shel Reviyis Haluk, Kedei Shiyim Zegenu, Bemayim shloisha chalokim mayim ve'echad yai. V'yam eid al reviyas haluk. And afterwards will become a reviyas haluk. Before we learn the Gemara further, let us learn two taisis. The taisis tzorech will be better if we wait till tafayim zayin amad aleph. But we'll learn the two taisis of kadeshim zigenu and v'yam. So taisis says kadeshim zigenu v'yam eid al reviyas. That is the shir of Kaish Shabroch. Mashme, the Kaish Shabroch, ton mezige. That the one should not drink pure, undiluted wine. No one has to be mezig the yain. V'chein beperik shloishe shalochlo. Omer Rav Yosi Bachanine, moidim chachomim la'abalazel, v'kaish Shabroch, shemevorchin olov, ashiyiten l'soichai mayim. Abelezer holds that on Yayim Chai you don't even make a Bayer Priya Gof, you make a Bayer Priya Eitz. The Chachamim say, no, Yayim Chai you make also a Bayer Priya Gof. But the Gabi Kaisha Broche, the Moide, you have to make it Yayim Mozug, it should be a Mutum Diki Yayim, so therefore you need Mizik. The Tema, like Taisves, the Besayf Perik Shloisha Shaochlu Omru, Hasorah Dvorim Nemru Bekaisha Broche, there are 10 halachas which were said by Kaish al Broch. What are the ten halachas? Hadoche, Ushtife, Chai. So what does Chai mean? That you have to put in Yayim Chai, Umole. Al Mechai Beine. So see, you need Chai. And here it says you need Mazut. Umi Uwasam Perish Bekuntas, Tleishi Yehi Chai, Kshem Avolchen Olam. No. You make a Beire Priya Gofen, it is Mazut already. When you put it into the kais that you're going to bench on this kais, you put it in chai. You should not put in yayin mozig in the kais shal broche. No. There's a din kais shal broche, you have to put in yayin chai. No, boss. Now afterwards, when after the yayin chai is in the kais, you're mozig it in the kais. So everything is good. You put in Yayim Chai, and later you maizig it in the kais. So by netam meforish, netam is a second shot. The chai, the koma, hainu mozig, v'loi mozig. Chai does not mean bechlau that it is completely undiluted. It means it's a little diluted. The mikri chai, this is also called chai. Kedabrine bepeg ben soire. Ad she yoichel tatim eboso v'yishte Yayim Chai. Umuki lohosom, the Gemara says, Yayin Chai does not mean pure undiluted wine. It means b'mozig v'loy mozig. So Chai, we see Chazal can call mozig v'loy mozig. Chazal can call this Chai. Ubebirchas ha'oretz,
Moisef mayim ad sheyehem mazuk. In Birchas Haaretz, then your moisef mayim to be should become completely mazuk. Kedamrinem beperik shloisha sha'achlu, shem moisef bebirchas Haaretz. You add in the Birchas Haaretz. So what did Rabbi Netam say? Rabbi Netam said as follows, that it becomes mazuk by Birchas Haaretz. And becomes mazik by birchas haaretz. And then Rabbi Netam also said that the chai does not mean it's completely chai. Chai means mazik v'loy mazik. And because the Sanhedrin also chai is called mazik v'loy mazik. Frech the Maram, why did Rabbi Netam need this whole shtik teira from Sanhedrin? L'maisa Rabbi Netam says you mazik it by birchas haaretz. So let us say chai means chai. Chai means it's completely undiluted. And you might get in Birchas Haaretz. What's that for saying? No, you put it in halfway mozik. And you might get completely be Birchas Haaretz, and halfway mozik is also called chai. Malo letzor azayis. So the Maram says, because the Rabbi Netam had a problem. He would love to say this, but he had a problem. Because the Gemara says in Shloish Shachlu, moisif be Birchas Haaretz. You add on. So that means that there was water there before, and you moisif more water. So if it was completely chai, the Gemara would not say moisik, you add on water, the Gemara would say moisik. Until now it wasn't moisik in Gansu. So since the Gemara says moisik, so weiss the chai that there was water there before, if there's water there before, so it's not called chai. So therefore the Benetam may have a bekiyah, so the Gemara in Sanhedrin, a third pshat. The chai koi a koi. Not that the yayin has to be chai, the kois has to be chai. What's that a kois chai? Shetzorech shiyei sholem. Chai means sholem. Vosi shaper, the choleis na dvorm, the choshev hosem, ave kulu be kois. Veloi be yayin. It's all the other things are with the kois. Ta sore dvorim, hadoche, shtife, molei, everything's talking about the kois. So memele, so it's mistavet chai, it's also speaking about the kois. Where do you see that chai means sholem? V'chiyagavne beperik basra de makis. Risek tes namolim. If a person mashed together tes namolim, so then you have to have a shira v'kezayis. But ve'echot chai, and one of them is chai, so chai means dainu sholem. Afilu meis choshiv berik, edama besoy perik edam moshne. So there the Gemara is telling us about the shira, if you have a davar sholem, so it's called a beria, so it doesn't matter if you don't have a kezayis. Look, upon them we see chai can sometimes mean sholem. V'yamoid al revius. Av al gav dom rinen ba'al. So what did Rav Nachman or Rabba Barabua say? That the koi shal birchas hamozen, you start off with yayin chai, that is a quarter of a revius, and after the mezige, the whole koi contains a revius. Frek tach tois v'svav al gav dom rinen ba'al v'psochim. Hamekadesh im toam moloi lugma yotzo. Umoloi lugma have tvei merevius. Moloi lugma, that means not kimoloi lugma. Moloi lugma means the two cheeks. So two cheeks is more than a revius, two cheekfuls. Kedemurpek basra de yume. So memeila, so shtimtoch nish. He say a koi shabroch needs a revius. And you have to be toyim moloi lugma, which is more than a revius. Ishlaim the Mali Lugma the Hosam Labdav Keltisha Yisalkoi Litzadecha. The Gemara means Kimali Lugma, and one cheekful is a Rav Revir. So Mamela, that's no problem. The Yeroa Kimali Lugma. Kanaforish Beyuman Hanu the Hosam. For Oid Yeshlaim the Davke Mekadesh. Now Taishnus wants to say, Amuyim Dikesh Diktair over here. Taisus wants to say that there's a difference between the koi shal brach of birchas hamozin and the koi shal brach of kiddush. The koi shal brach of birchas hamozin, so the whole shir of the koi is a revius. The Rav Nachman and Rabba Vua said. And the Gemara in Avi Psochem is speaking about a mekadesh. A mekadesh is a kiddush needs a bigger shir. That's what Taisus wants to say. It's a very shvere Taisus, the Marsha asks, because the Gemara says in Ave Psochim that the Dalit Kaises have a shear of a Kidei Shimzagenu Kais Yofer. The Dalit Kaises have a shear, this shear of Shimzagenu Kais Yofer.
And they all have the same shiur. Now one of the cases is the kaishal bichas amoz, and one of the cases is the kaishal kiddush. And the Gemara says they all have the same shiur. So it's very shver what Taisva says, that kiddush has a different shiur. That is the Marsha's kash. Zog the Gemara weiter. Amar Rav. So far, we had learned pshat that the way it seems that the Mishnah is very unclear. The Mishnah says that the shear of Yayin for Itzos Kedei Mezigis HaKoyz, which we don't know what kind of a Koyz. The Beraisa helped us and pinpointed it and says it's speaking about a Koyz Yofi. Well, now we know it means Koyz Shal Bicha Samosin. So now we know what kind of Koyz we're speaking about, but the exact measurements we still do not know till Rav Nachman told us over a member of Rava Baravue that the shear of a kaish al broche is a radis. And the shear mezige is 3-1. Omar Rove. So Rove says, Afanan nami tanine. This shear that Rav Nachman said, that a kaish al broche is a radis. So Rav Nachman said it b'shem Rabba Baravue. Rove says, I have a Mishnah, that a kaish, the shear of kaish al broche is a radis. Our Mishnah is muchak, that the shir of Koish al-Broch is a revis. Where do you see it in our Mishnah? Because as follows, the Mishnah says, Amoitzi Yayin Kedei Mezigis Koyz, that the shir of Amoitzi Yayin is Kedei Mezigis Koyz, Mitoni Allah Kedei Mezigis Koyz Yof, and then the Baraisa tells us Kedei Mezigis Koyz means Kedei Mezigis Koyz Yof, Okitoni Seife, and the Seife says, Vishal kol ha-mashkin b'reviyis, that all the mashkin are b'reviyis. Rova le-tai meido, me rova kol chamrad le-dori al-chat las-maya lav-chamru. Now let us see Rashi, what Rova is saying over here. Zogt Rashi, tanino, mi masnisin nami shaminon d'zehu shiyuroi. That means, Rav Nachman said over for Rabba Barabua that the shir is a revius. From the Mishnah I could figure out that the shir is a revius. Over Koish al-Broch. Why? Midetoni b'shar mashkin revius. The Mishnah says, shar mashkin, the shir is a revius. Shamina minei, zogt Rove, the ein oitzo b'mashke horoyi lishtiye, b'poches merevius. That mashke haroi lishtiye, that is the shir. The shir is revis. Hilkach, al kolchach ki shiru biyayin, kidei meziges koish al broche, shir haruuya lishtiyes revis nokat. Behaino reiva revis. So let us explain Rashi. Rav is said here a whole shtik teire. In the Mishnah we have here, that the Mishnah speaks about five mashkois, yayin, cholov, tvash, shemen, mayim, and then it speaks about shah kol ha-mashkin. Now, shah kol ha-mashkin b'reviyis is speaking about mashkin which are oimed l'shtiyah. So we see a mashke that is oimed l'shtiyah, the shir is a revius. So that we know klal from the Mishnah, something that is used for drinking purposes, it's oimed for drinking purposes, the shir is a revius. That we know klal. That is our guideline from the Mishnah. Now, cholov is not used for drinking purposes, it's used for gulping purposes, kedei gemir. Use it for gemir, just like this. Te'ime and achile. There's gemiyah and shtiyah. Cholov is not used for drinking purposes. Dvash, shemen, and mayim is also not used for drinking purposes. There's other purposes. Kosis, eva cotton, siche, losheb emes akila. So it's also not used for drinking purposes. So now there's different shiur. Yayin, but let's go to yayin. Yayin is used for drinking purposes. So memele, so Rav said, so if yayin is used for drinking purposes, so in Mele, we have already the guidelines that the shear of drinking mashkin for drinking purposes, the shear is a revius. That is the guideline of the Mishnah.
So memele, kedei mezigas hakois. This kois has to be a revius. That means you have to end up. You have to end up with a kois of a revius. Because if you'll end up putting in wine, and after the mezigah you won't have a revius, so how does this stim with the sefer? So memele, that is Rav's taina. Rav says that what Rav Nachman was mechadish, that the shear of a koish al broch is a revius. Rav said, I have a raya for Rav Nachman from our Mishnah. From our Mishnah, it's muchach that a koish al broch has to be a revius. If the Baraisa says koish means koish al broch, and yayin is a mashke that is oimed l'shtiye, so yizicha have to have that the kois has to hold a revius, because if it holds less than a revius, so memela, how could you be chayv an eitzah? The Mishnah told us klar that mashkin ha'imdim l'shtiye, their shir is a revius. So al kolchach, the kois of birchas hamozayin, which is the shir eitzah, has to be a revius. That is Rav's Tiktor. So I have a raya to Rav Nachman and Rabba Barabua that a koish al broch is a revius. Let us see again the Rashi. Tanina mi masnisin nami shaminam. From the Mishnah we can figure out the zeu shiura. Mi detoni bishamashken revius. The Mishnah says that all mashken revius. So what shamina minei day neitzo be mashke haruye l'shtiye. Mashkin that's oimed l'shtiye, the shireitzo is not less than a revius, but pachas merevius. Hilkach al kol chacho, kishi aru bi yayin kedei mezigas koish al brocha. If by yayin we are speaking about that the shir of yayin is a koish, shir haruye l'shtiye is revius noka. So the koish has to be a revius. And the amount of yayin chai has to be a reiver revius. V'ayin a reiver revius. D'chiyoi v'alchat las maya, k'derech ha-meziges horuyis l'shtiye, yamoid al revius. Because Rav had told us, the Omar Rav, that's Rav's man, kol chamrud loidori adchat tlas maya lav chamru, Rav told us the ideal shir meziges 3-1. So memele, so you know everything already. So the Mishnah says you need the shir mezige, you need it has to be a kois, and the kois has to be a revius. So from our Mishnah we see already that the kois shall be chasmosn has to be a revius, and the shir mezige don't see from the Mishnah, but that the ikar is on the shir revius. We'll see in Tosfos that's the ikar what Rava wants to say. The shir revius we can see from the Mishnah that the kois shall broch has to be a revius. Period. Yesh toyim bishmu azu. Now we're coming with a zaitik ezachin gans. Loimar, translating. Reiva revius, we learn pshat, revius means revius halug, and reiva revius means a quarter of a revius halug. That's a reiva, a quarter of yayin chai, which is, this is a quarter of a revius halug. But yesh toyim bishmuazu. Loima roiva revius means as follows. Roiva means yayin chai, that is a roiva haluk. Roiva does not mean a roiva of a revius haluk. Roiva means roiva haluk. You have to take out yayin chai, that is a roiva haluk. V'yameid al revius, and after mezige it will become a revius. What's called a revius? Aluk. It will become aluk. And what is the taich roiva revius? Shehu revius hakav. That means they learn pshat that roiva revius is, in other words, it means a roiva is a revius aluk. And revius means alug. Why is alug called a revius? Because alug is a revius shel kav. So they magnify the shiurim 4 times as much. So the amount of yayin chai is a revius alug, and the mount of a kois is a look. A look, so be'er comes out around a quart. That's a very choshev a kois to make kiddushan and to benchan. Meiridi. V'toisu biyodam. So Rashi says that is napsha. V'rabbeisenu loy omruke. Period. Now Rashi says, V'raya yesh ledovo b'mesechtes nozer. What is the raya? It says in Mesechtes Nozer as follows. Yud reviyes hein. Chomesh sumakte, kloima. Five of them, shenemru b'yayim v'dam. Five of these reviyes were said in red mashkois. V'heichi varte. And five of these reviyes are said by uncolored mashkois. Shnema b'sham mashke. V'choshev loho, one of the five, is a tzoy shabbos to sham mashke in gabi chelat. So now we know that the tzoy of shabbos is a revius. Now what is a revius? That's a debatable shayla. They said a revius means a look. So Rashi says you can't say, and when you learn the Sechta Shabbos, maybe you can tell me that Revius is a look. But when you learn that Mishnah, you can't say it. V'alkochach anu kulu b'Revius aluk ninu. There when that Mishnah is speaking about a Revius, it means a Revius aluk, not a look. Why? The kochoshiv badayu Revius shemen l'nozer. One of these five, chivarte, is Revius shemen l'nozer. You know how much Revius shemen l'nozer? The whole chatzi shi'ura shal shemen ha'toida b'menachis. A revi shemen ha'nozir is half of a chatzi, that's half of the shir of shemen. And what is the shir shemen of ha'toida? So the revi is a lug of nozir, of the Shemel Lenozer, Zicha means a Revius Aluk, not a Aluk. So Memele, so the Revius that says by Tzor Shabbos is also a Revius Aluk and not a Aluk. Let us see Taisvit that we have skipped over. Now we'll understand the Taisvit. Tzorich sheyehei by Roiva Revius Tzohoche Chaynu Revius Aluk the Perish HaKontras. Not a Aluk, a Revius Aluk. Taisus Rashi had brought a raya because one of the chivarte is Revi Yishemel Nozir. That is a Revi Yisaluk. Vayd yesh ledag. The Haino Revi Yisaluk. The Pergimel Minim Yudheim Revi Yisaluk with the Porich. The Gemara asks as follows. Vesuleket is only these Shire Reviyas. For Iker Revius is another Revius. Neutral Yadayim. There's the Iker Revius, Neutral Yadayim. Definitely Yadayim need a Revius. So let's take it into the mission. Now what is the Revius of Neutral Yadayim? Mesechtes Yadayim, Mashme Behed, Yadav Revius, Aluk. Mesechtes Yadayim, Weistachois, that you wash with a Revius, Aluk. So you see that the mission is speaking about a Revius, Aluk. One Rai. V'oid, another Rai. The Ba'al Ve'Psochim Mashme, the Kois, Havi Revius Shel Teire. It's Mashme there that a Kois Shel Broche is a Revius Shel Teire. What does a Revius Shel Teire mean? Revius Shel Teire is, a Yain is also the Revius Yain. It is a Revius Dam. So it seems a Kois is the same Shir of Revius Shel Teire. And there the Gemara Cheshbens out how much is a Revius Shel Teire. So the Gemara Cheshbin Zad from Mikvois with Ameis and Etzbois, Mitoi Cheshbin the Mikvah Mashma behind the Revi Yisaluk. If you'll figure it out over there, you'll see that Revi Yisaluk is a Revi Yisaluk, and the Gemara is Mashma, that Kois is also Revi Yisaluk. Period. For how to come out awesome, but there's another Gemara there, which is a slight problem. The Gemara says over there, Kiste de Moraisa Havis Pitsi Peiri. Kista de Maraisa was a keli that they used to sell murais, and the havis kimin luge de migdisha. This was the same size as the lug in the Beis HaMikdash. Ubo misharin reviyah shel Pesach. And the reviyah that is needed for the kaisish of Pesach, a person wanted to have a true shear, an accurate shear, he could go to the store where they have this keli, which is the kista, they used to go and sell mugais in it, and they'll know the shear of the reviyah shel Pesach. Now, this is a shrek. Kista, the maraisa, the Gemara says, vava kamin luk, it was a luk. And the Gemara says, from this kista, you'll be able to figure out the shear of a reviyah. So you see, klo, like the chelkim on Rashi, that the taitz of a reviyah is a luk, reviyah sakah. So Taisa says, no, that is not the correct pshat in the Mishnah. Lav bekula misharin. Not your mishaya with the whole kista. The hainu kol aluk. Aluk loima. If you want to find out the shir of a reviyis, go and measure with this kista. And beroi v'ashaloi samid. And a quarter of this kista misharin reviyis shal peisa. If you want to find out the shir of a reviyis shal peisa, so memele, so you can find out the shir through this kista shel murah.